This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. President Draupadi Murmu today asserted that the government is fully committed to fair investigation into the recent incidents of paper leaks and ensured that strict punishment will be given to the culprits. Addressing the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament this morning, the President said it is important to rise above the party politics and undertake concrete measures nationwide to check incidents. She said the government is working towards major reforms in examination-related bodies, their functioning and all aspects of examination process. A copy of President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament was tabled in the Lok Sabha today. Speaker Om Birla also announced that Congress MP Rahul Gandhi has been recognized as leader of opposition in the lower house. A copy of President's address was also tabled in the Rajya Sabha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi introduced to the upper house the members of the newly constituted Union Council of Ministers. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar announced that Union Minister J.P. Nadda has been appointed as leader of the house. Later, both the houses were adjourned for the day. The opposition today criticized President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of Parliament. Talking to media outside Parliament, Congress MP Tariq Anwar said the address ignored the real issues including poverty, inflation and unemployment and focused only to highlight the government's achievements. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav said the government talks about being the world's fifth largest economy, but there is widespread unemployment and farmers are suffering, while only a select few are benefiting. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a bipartisan resolution in support of democracy and human rights in Pakistan's general elections and called for a thorough and independent investigation. The resolution titled Expressing Support for Democracy and Human Rights in Pakistan was introduced by Congressman McCormick of Georgia and Congressman Kildee of Michigan and co-sponsored by over 100 colleagues. The resolution passed with 98% voting in its favor. It urged U.S. President Joe Biden to collaborate with Pakistan in upholding democracy, human rights and the rule of law. Reacting to it, Pakistan's defense minister criticized the resolution and said it stems from an incomplete understanding of the political situation and electoral process in the country. The general elections in Pakistan held on 8th of February this year were marred by the allegations of irregularities with incidents of internet shutdown, rigging and violence being reported from different parts of the country. Defense Research and Development Organization handed over the medium-range microwave obscurant SAF rocket to the Indian Navy at a ceremony held in New Delhi yesterday. Microwave obscurant SAF is a niche technology developed by DRDO's Defense Laboratory in Jodhpur. It obscures radar signals and creates a microwave shield around platforms and assets and reduces radar detection. Special types of fibers have been assembled in the medium-range SAF rocket. The rocket forms microwave obscurant clouds in space when fired, spreading over a sufficient area. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast light to moderate rainfall over most parts of North India, including Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and West Rajasthan today. The IMD also predicted heavy rainfall in the regions of Assam, Meghalaya, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal, Sikkim and Bihar till Sunday. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, South Africa traced Afghanistan by 9 wickets in the first semi-final at Brian Lara Stadium in Trinidad this morning. South Africa overhauled Pak Fethi target of 57 in just 8.5 overs. This is the first time South Africa has advanced to the final of the ICC World Cup. In the second semi-final this evening, India will lock horns with the defending champions, England, at the Providence Stadium in Guyana. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Team India has finished on the top of the points table in their Super 8 round after they registered a victory over Australia by 24 runs in their last match. On the other hand, England finished at a number of 2 in Super 8 round. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.